Calling all podcast fans. Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
He was a world-renowned architect and interior designer of some of the most iconic buildings ever constructed. Then, tragedy struck at one of his properties, and his life would be changed forever. If you enjoy today's episode and want to hear more true crime events from each date in history, subscribe to Today in True Crime. Episodes release daily, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today is Saturday, August 15th, 2020. On this day in 1914, Frank Lloyd Wright's employee set fire to one of his Wisconsin homes. Seven people died in the blaze, including the architect's mistress. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Parcast original. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the fire and murders that took place at Taliesin, a magnificent home designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. But first, let's go back to Spring Green, Wisconsin on August 15, 1914. Built on a hill in the Wisconsin River Valley, the Taliesin was as grand as a palace, but as tranquil and elegant as the nature surrounding it. The vast grounds included Wright's home, studio, and a plethora of gardens. The house itself was the epitome of organic architecture. Constructed with natural limestone and Wisconsin River sand, its beauty was best experienced during the heat of the day, when the interior was illuminated by a flood of natural light coming from its endless windows. On August 15, 1914, Wright was not actually in residence. He was away in Chicago, working on the newly opened Midway Gardens. But the place was far from empty. Wright's draftsmen and laborers lived on site. At the time, they were working on one of Wright's upcoming exhibits. The estate also employed a few staff members, including 30-year-old Julian Carlton. Carlton was a Barbados native, employed by Wright as both handyman and waiter at Taliesin. His wife, Gertrude, worked as the house chef. The couple had only been employed since June, but during that time, Carlton had gotten into a few small disputes with the residents. One of the residents Carlton had the most friction with was Martha Mama Borthwick Cheney, Wright's mistress. That afternoon, the workers sat in the dining room for lunch. Mama and her two children, 8-year-old Martha and 12-year-old John, sat on the porch. The meal began with a bowl of soup. Carlton served the main dining room first, then Mama and her children on the patio. Afterward, he returned to the kitchen, but instead of readying the next course, he asked his wife to leave the house. She could tell something was wrong, but didn't stay to ask what it was. Instead, she left quietly, without hesitation. Sometime after, Carlton grabbed a hatchet and a can of gasoline. He attacked outside first, taking the axe to Mama and both her children. Then he poured gasoline into the dining room and locked the doors, trapping the draftsmen inside. At first, none of the diners knew what was going on, but soon one of the men noticed liquid seeping in from underneath the screen door and began to panic. Before anyone could flee, the room burst into flames. Eventually, the men were able to break through the door and get outside to the patio, but Carlton and his hatchet were waiting. He slaughtered them just as he had Mama and her children. It wasn't just a murder, but a massacre. Only three men managed to escape his rampage. One, 19-year-old draftsman Herbert Fritz, broke through a window and ran as far as he could away from the house. A landscape gardener and carpenter followed. Each of them was badly wounded, but they managed to stagger to a nearby house to ask for help. After some time, several townspeople followed them back to Taliesin to see what had happened for themselves. By that time, the estate had all but burned to the ground. Six bloody bodies laid outside. 8-year-old Martha and possibly two others were actually found alive, but they, along with the escaped landscape gardener, eventually succumbed to their wounds, bringing the death toll to 7. A few hours after the incident, Carlton was found hiding in the basement. He had swallowed muriatic acid, likely to try to kill himself. He was reportedly given medical attention, but 7 weeks later, Julian Carlton died of starvation. He never gave any explanation for his violence. Coming up, investigators attempt to figure out Carlton's motives while Frank Lloyd Wright tries to rebuild the home he once shared with his mistress. And now, back to the story. On August 15, 1914, an employee of architect Frank Lloyd Wright brutally attacked the residents of Taliesin, Wright's Wisconsin estate. Afterward, he burned the home to the ground. The attack claimed the lives of 7 people, including the architect's mistress, Martha Maymaw Borthwick Cheney. To Wright, the Taliesin had been more than a home. Its history went all the way back to 1903, when Edwin Cheney commissioned Wright to build a house for him and his wife in Oak Park, Illinois. But as the project moved forward, Wright became less interested in the design and more interested in Cheney's wife, Martha. Though Wright was married with 6 children, he became infatuated with Martha. By 1909, they had fallen madly in love and abandoned their families to run off to Europe together. When they returned to Illinois, they were scorned by Chicago society. Cheney agreed to divorce Martha, but Wright's wife flat out refused to do the same. The conflict led Wright to create a private sanctuary for he and Martha. He picked Spring Green, Wisconsin, because the place had been special to him during his childhood. In 1911, construction of Taliesin began. The building caused quite a scandal in its time. The town of Spring Green completely rejected Wright and his mistress. But the architect didn't care about decorum or moral standards. He believed that extraordinary men were meant to live without rules, claiming that lawless living is what the honest, sincere, thinking man is compelled to do. They lived happily for a few years, but when Julian Carlton killed Martha and burned down the house, Wright was devastated. No definitive motive was ever discovered for Julian Carlton's rampage, but there are some theories. Some have suggested that Carlton had been the target of racial slurs from Wright's workers, or that there had been a dispute over a horse. Others believed that Martha told Carlton he was going to be fired and that the violence was his revenge. Apparently, Carlton's wife said the couple had plans to leave Taliesin that night and travel to Chicago. Carlton's wife also admitted that something had been off with her husband in the weeks prior. He had lied to her at one point about going to the dentist and slept with the hatchet by his bed at night, as if he was constantly expecting to be attacked. But she was never able to fully explain what happened. In the aftermath of the violence, Wright worked desperately to rebuild the estate and did so by the end of 1914. Unfortunately, Taliesin burned a second time in 1925, this time due to faulty electrical wiring. Once again, Wright rebuilt the estate. Today, the building is a national historical landmark and popular tourist attraction. But to Frank Lloyd Wright, it was always his home. He continued working on Taliesin up until his very last days, constantly redesigning, adding to, and renovating it. For him, the estate and grounds were never really finished. Perhaps he was never able to move on from his mistress's tragic death. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more murder investigations and trials, check out the Parcast original, Solved Murders. Today in True Crime is a Parcast original. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Today in True Crime, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Joshua Kern. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Stacey Lee Nemec, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells. I'm Vanessa Richardson.